Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, last week here on Lunchtime Live, we had a number of women who contacted the show who were waiting for an appointment for their breast check screening, and they were told that their appointments couldn't be facilitated at that time due to the current restrictions in the country. Just take a listen to Mary, who spoke to us here in Lunchtime Live last week.
Which is a vital screening that should be carried out. I can't see why it shouldn't be and why it's not, because they have porta cabins in different stations at different hospitals and different areas.
Are you worried about anything in particular, Mary, or is it just...
Well, I would just be concerned for myself. We should be screened. Like, I mean, if the lady did voice to me that this, you know, should be happening, because at the end of the day, there's a backlog. We don't know, you know, what's going to happen in another year if things are going to continue that way.
Okay, well, today we're joined here in Lunchtime Live by the Clinical Director of the Breast Check Programme, Professor Anne O'Doherty. Anne, thanks for taking the call and joining us here on News Talk this afternoon. That's Mary speaking to us here on the show last week. She's one of a number of people who got in touch with us concerned about this issue. Is Breast Check operational at the minute?
Okay, well, good afternoon, Andrea. And thank you very much for the opportunity to explain to Mary and your listeners about why we stopped screening. We very reluctantly made the decision to stop screening over Christmas because the numbers in the community were so high, and I'm sure everybody remembers it was a very alarming time, and in fact the public health advice for all of us was to be stay at home. At the same time, over Christmas we had a number of outbreaks in our own units, and one of the most important things if we're going to screen healthy women is that we at all costs do no harm. So there was a very significant risk to women if we brought them out at that stage. I also need to explain that screening is a population-based exercise, and so for every cancer we diagnose, we need to bring 99 women in for a mammogram. And under normal circumstances, we would screen about 4,000 women a week. But in that situation, bringing 99 women in for every single cancer that we diagnose was a big risk to 98 women who don't have cancer. And the other thing, which I think people are failing to grasp, is that we don't save a single life by diagnosing cancer. It's how we treat cancer and how we treat the cancers we diagnose effectively. That's what saves the lives. And at that time, the hospitals were absolutely full. I have never seen hospitals in my 40 years experience like what our hospitals in this country went through. We could not get access to theatres and surgery. All routine services were cancelled, and the reason for that was even our theatres, our operating theatres, were being used for surge capacity for ICU. So happily, the numbers have come down, our outbreaks resolved, and very importantly, our staff are now vaccinated, so they are not at risk of doing harm to our women. So we're restarting now at the first opportunity we can.
Do you know when?
Yeah, our invitations are going out this week, and we will be screening from the week after next. We will have as big a list as we possibly can in the 4 static units and on the mobiles.
So from the week commencing...
The invitations are going out now. The first screening will be on the 8th of March, when we expect the theatre's access will be much better even than they are now, and we will have the ability to work effectively from that time.
Okay,
we're really looking forward to getting back and looking after the women.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
What we want to do.
So Breast Check will be effectively back up and operating from really the 8th of March in terms of when
the
women...
The invitation's going out this week.
Yeah, okay. How many appointments would have been missed Anne, over the past couple of months? How many appointments?
Andrea, sadly, we have almost lost a complete year of screening because, as you know, this time last year, we had to stop screening because, again, we had a lot of women diagnosed we couldn't even get operated on. So we have lost a very significant, almost a full year of screening.
So what's that in terms of figures, Anne?
It's about somewhere around 100,000, 120,000 women have not been screened that we would like. But I just want to reassure everybody on two counts. Firstly, during this time, we have been working, all of us, we've been in the hospitals working for women with symptoms. There has been, any urgent patient has been seen during this time. The letters have come in and we have looked after anybody with symptoms. So please, if you have symptoms, do come in. We're here to look after you, as well as getting up and running and screening. And the other thing to say is that we have a 2-yearly programme in this country, so we screen women every 2 years, unlike in the UK where it's every 3 years. So we have a little bit of wriggle room that the UK doesn't have. That's not to say we're happy. We're most keen to get back and get our normal screening activity up and running and save as many lives as we can.
Yeah, so look, I suppose, Anne, you know, in a normal time in 2021 now, you would be heading into 100 or 120,000 women would be screened this year. You now have the backlog. So you really have about 240,000.
We've lost a year.
So, I mean, what impact is that going to have? Does that mean all the women that would be due for their biannual screen this year, will they be pushed out to next year?
Well, they will definitely be pushed out. And that's why we're very keen to tell women, if you have some symptoms, please do not wait for your breast check appointment. If you have symptoms, please come to the hospital. I mean, there have been enormous problems in this country with all aspects of this pandemic. We've lost 4,000 of our citizens. We've had we have enormous waiting lists in our health service. People's mental health, people's personal lives have been massively affected. It's not possible for us to state that there isn't going to be a massive impact on everything, and screening is, I'm afraid, one of the issues that's going to be a problem.
I just want to be clear about something, Anne, sorry. So you're saying to the women of Ireland today, if you were due for your routine biannual screen, maybe you had it in 2019 and you're due to have that, your assessment or your screen again now in 2021, that now won't happen.
May not happen. I'm not saying it won't. We will be doing everything in our power, but it probably won't for most people, I think, is a realistic thing to say. We can't catch up on a full year. It's all about having the staff and the training. Even if the government were to give us a whole load of money, it wouldn't make any difference. What I would love the government to do is give us money to help our symptomatic services, because they are inundated with more women than normally would happen, because screening normally would take care of a huge number of women that haven't taken care of. So the symptomatic services are where we really need help at the moment, because there's a big surge in the symptomatic service.
So that means that's women, when you say symptomatic services, sorry Anne, just to explain.
Anybody with a symptom. So if anybody has a symptom, please come. What happens if you have a symptom, you go to your GP. The letter comes into the hospital. We have 8 cancer centres. The letter goes in. It's seen and categorised. And anybody who's urgent, we're still seeing them as quickly as possible and usually within 2 weeks. So people who are less urgent, then there's a delay on that. And we need to get those women seen as quickly as we can and get them through the system. So we have backlogs everywhere in the health service.
Is that due to recruitment?
Well, it's due to the pandemic. You know, I mean, the bottom line was that we were all doing helping in other ways that we wouldn't normally have been doing. But there is a problem in recruiting. We need lots more trained staff to help. And it takes 15 years to train a radiologist. It takes 7 years to train a radiographer. So it's not like we're going to be able to turn this around very quickly. You know, and we will be looking at weekend screenings, later screenings in the day. We will be looking at every possible way that we can catch up as much as we can.
I read in the front of the Irish Times this morning, Anne, that, there's 20 senior radiology and radiographer positions currently remain unfilled in breast check. Why is that?
It's not just breast check. It's all aspects of the health service. And I think there's a shortage of people getting on the training posts, and then they're not ready to take the consultant posts. We have shortages in every aspect of clinical medicine. Our consultant numbers, we have a very significant number of vacant consultant posts in many specialties.
Are you concerned, Anne, as the, I know you're doing this a long time as the head of the breast check programme, and look, it has been a very successful programme down through the years, and I actually think it's a great endorsement of the programme too, that when so many women were contacting us here in Lunchtime Live in recent weeks to ask, you know, why isn't it up and running, and can it get up and running, and can somebody explain why it isn't, because people want to use it, you know, when people want to come in and get their screen taken, or, you know, when their mammogram and that. But do you have any concerns, though, that there could be missed diagnosis now because the service has been stopped?
Absolutely. I have concerns that if we stop screening, there will be delayed diagnosis. And that's why I'm telling women, please, if you have symptoms, come to us in the symptomatic service, because we are behind in our screening schedule. And we will be doing everything we can. But we must make sure that women, if they have anything that they're worried about, they seek our help, because we will not have delays in the symptomatic service, or we'll have as little delays as possible. We're not delaying anybody with urgent symptoms. So if you've got a lump, if you've got an inverted nipple, if you've got tethering of the skin, if you've got a red inflamed breast, or if you have bloody nipple discharge, please go to your GP. We want to see you. I have to also say that just for people who worry about pain and discomfort, that very occasionally can be a symptom of breast cancer, but most usually is not. So that's why we need to tell women what are the important symptoms, so they can come as soon as possible if they have any of the important symptoms that have a high association with breast cancer.
The clinical director of the cervical check screening service, Dr. Noreen Russell, in an interview in the front of the Irish Times this morning, Anne, said that a lack of trust in screening programmes is causing women with cervical cancer to put their lives and health at risk. Do you share that same concern as Noreen Russell?
Well, not so much, and I'll tell you why. Because breast check has been going for over 20 years. We are seeing about, we've diagnosed well over 13,000 breast cancers in that time. So women come into our own service here in the static units and the mobiles, and they meet the breast check staff. These are people who are living and working in our community. For those, we actually call back about 10,000 women a year. So we've got a very long-standing personal relationship with many of our women. And I hope for those who have been diagnosed with breast check that they think that we've done well and we have given them the care and compassion that they deserve. So I think it's a very well-respected service. I hope it is. We do everything in our power to make sure. But I have to admit, the last 2.5 years have been a nightmare for all of us working in screening.
Why?
And there's been enormous damage done because I don't think that the messages that we're getting out there were the messages that we needed, which is screening is to do a test for large volumes of population. We don't have a test that can pick up all breast cancer, and no matter how good we are, we will not be able, we don't have it in our gift to diagnose every breast cancer. And there was then an impression that anybody who had a cancer that happened between screenings, that there was a mistake or an error, and that this hasn't been happening in other countries. So there was an awful lot of discussion in the media, and so there was damage done to the reputation of all screening programs. We've worked very hard, and we have done everything in our power to reassure women that we perform to the highest international standard. We have European accreditation. If you have your mammogram in Cork or Donegal or Dublin, you'll get as good a quality service as if you were in Brussels or Oslo or Paris. We have that evidence to show Irish women. And I think that's been helpful. I'm very grateful that we had international accreditation in breast check before this all started, and it certainly has been a help to reassure women that we are performing to the highest international standard. And it's up to us to reassure them and make sure that if they're unhappy with aspects of our service, that we listen to them.
We actually spoke to Noreen Russell here a couple of weeks back on Lunchtime Live, Anne, mm-hmm. and she talked about the changes really that had come in with regards to how they now conduct what was the smear, but now the HPV screening mm-hmm. programme. Mm-hmm. And I suppose really the controversy surrounding cervical check. You know, she talked too about, and even in the front of the paper, the Irish Times today, about, you know, the knock-on effect and the confidence in screening services. But has that in any way affected breast check?
I think we've recovered largely, Andrea. I mean, I think we certainly lost ground around May 2018 when this was in the news every day and every, I mean, it was the most common front page headline since the foundation of the state. So yes, it affected all of us at that time. But because we go out and we invite so many women and they get to know us, I think we've largely recovered. Our acceptance rate has gone up. So I think that women have confidence, I hope they do, in that okay. We do the very best we can for every woman who comes through our door.
Just take a listen, Anne, if you don't mind, to the Thánaiste Leo Varadkar. He was just speaking to Shane and Ciara on News Talk Breakfast actually about this morning.
And she's saying that because of the litigious environment, because of the fear of being sued in Ireland, they're finding it really hard to recruit doctors and scientists to work in the service. You know, and that's really down to the fact in Ireland that the bar for negligence in our courts is so much lower than it is in other countries. And that's actually now making it hard to get people to even work in these areas. And, you know, that's a consequence of some of the things that's happened in the past couple of years. And I think she's very brave to have said it. It's the truth. And it's important, I think, that other doctors and scientists say that, because it needs to be said and it needs to be heard.
Do you agree with the Thánaiste Leo Varadkar, Anne? Is the fear of litigation deterring people from going down the that kind of senior radiology and radiographer route?
Absolutely. Let me tell you why. I report 20,000 mammograms a year. And, you know, by doing that over a career that has spanned almost 40 years, I know that I have saved, you know, women's lives, and that's a comfort to me. But no matter how good I am or how much training I get, 2 in every 1,000 I will not diagnose. So that's 40 potentially every year. And in this country, it seemed to be the belief that there was an error for every time there was somebody not diagnosed. That's not true. And it's been a terrible, terrible problem for us over the last 2.5 years. And I can only say that we've had enormous support from our European colleagues who have never had to deal with what we've gone through. I mean, we've had a really difficult time. And I think it is an absolute deterrent for young people going into the specialty. And I'm hoping that in the future, something will be done about this, that we can only perform to the highest international standard. We've shown that we can, and we still end up in the High Court defending ourselves. It is a problem.
The actual screening services, do you, for women listening to us here on News Talk this afternoon, Anne, because the messages are still coming in. This listener says, I work in a private screening service, back in full operation since July, five an hour, no problem, takes 10 minutes to do the mammogram, social distancing not an issue, masks, goggles, all been worn. Women very grateful for the service, delighted with our cleaning and protection regime, a lot of doctors sending them privately for those who've missed their breast check appointments, some positive pickups too, unfortunately. No excuses, this listener in 53106, for such an important service to be closed. Private hospitals open and operating, no problem. Breast check is a disgrace in this sense, is this listener.
Like very much to be operating in a purely private hospital, because they won't have the problems with getting patients operated upon. They're not looking after the ICU patients. They're not seeing their hospitals in the state, or my hospital here in St. Vincent's, and they are not overrun with COVID patients. So she's in a very lucky environment, and I think that she obviously doesn't understand that we've had to deal with such a huge surge in very, very ill patients that it hasn't been possible. So a lot of the private hospitals didn't take the COVID patients, didn't have their ICU, didn't have their theatres made into surge capacity for COVID patients. So it's a very happy position to be in. We're screening as much as we can at the moment. As soon as we get back, we will be getting back. We were doing it in September, October, November, December. It was only when the third surge came and the volumes of patients in all our hospitals, I think everybody will remember it. And that was the priority, to try and save lives. There were a lot of very ill patients with COVID in the host hospitals where the breast check services are located.
Into the future, Anne, do you have concerns about the future of all types of screening in this country?
Well, yes, I do, but I think that it is being highlighted at the moment, and I'm hoping that there will be some form of where women will get the opportunity to understand, and there'll be some form of legal protection, that if we're operating to the standards we're operating on, and if we're as good as every other program, that we won't have to go and have all of this litigation. It's a hope. It's not there yet, and I think that it's only by women understanding that it is putting our services at risk that we can get there, because it's not easy working in an environment where you, no matter how good you are, you can't pick up all cancers.
Just finally, for women listening to us here today on Lunchtime Live, again, more texts coming in. I turned 50 last year. How long am I going to have to wait for my screen? Another lady says, due to get her test at the end of this year. She had one 2 years ago. Does this mean, when am I going to be waiting, or how long am I going to have to wait again now? I suppose just that reassurance, really, Anne, for people that...
I'm afraid, Andrea, I can't reassure people. I've already said that we are going to be almost a year behind. But what I can reassure you is that if you have urgent symptoms, we will look after you in all our hospitals. There is no way that we can mitigate the impact of COVID on many of our health service activities in the hospitals who've had to cope with these enormous numbers of very ill patients.
Professor Anne O'Doherty, thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. We'll come back to some more messages too on this just a little bit later in the programme. But now, we were just talking to the clinical director of the Breast Check programme, Professor Anne O'Doherty, here in Lunchtime Live over the past couple of minutes. And Marie's also on the line. Why did you get in contact with us today?
I tell you, I was just listening to it there, and I just would encourage all women that would find anything at all to get a check, no matter what they're hearing about these clinics being closed. You know, it's just so important to get them checked, because I got mine checked when I was 41 and completely shocked that it turned out to be cancer, and I wasn't even going to go because of the lockdown.
So this is recently, Marie?
Yes, back in September.
Okay.
September. So I wasn't going to go. I just thought, no, it's just like a small little hard lump. I said, probably just a cyst. And don't know why, I just persisted. And I just went to the doctor, and I got referred to the hospital. But just to encourage people just to go, because if I hadn't have got my own treated, you know, I don't know, you know, it was invasive cancer, so... Just to encourage people just to go to get checked, you know.
And you're 41, Maurice, you wouldn't even come into the breast check category at the moment for the breast check screening.
No, but with everything closed, you probably just think, oh, there's no point in going to another, might need it for next year. But, you know, GPs, I think, are seeing and sending people in for urgent procedures. But, yeah, look, it's just to encourage people to just go in and get them checked and persist, you know, for a consultation. Because with the lockdown, I know people are just leaving things on the long finger, you know.
So you found something. You got it checked last September, October, and now into February. Can I ask how you're doing, Marie?
I'm doing really well. I had to wait 5 weeks for Christmas now to find out whether I need to have chemotherapy or not. Thankfully, I just barely escaped not having to get it, and I'm just finished radiotherapy now. So thank God, I'm out the other side of it. But look at. Just blessed to be out, you know.
And that was just if you hadn't gone and got that checked, and just something you found yourself.
And I'm busy. Two small kids, and I wasn't going to get it checked. I just thought, you know, after having a baby, 3-4 months after having a baby, I just thought it was, you know, maybe blocked milk duct or something. And, you know, I just said it probably isn't anything. But so glad I went, and my GP referred me, and, you know, just blessed to got it early. You know, I just never think like, you know, when my age, 41, I was completely shocked, you know, but it's just to make people aware, it's, you know, it's not hugely common, but it is getting more common, you know, in this day and age.
Yeah. And that's the point, too, I think, that, you know, Anne O'Doherty was making here a few moments ago as well on the show, that like while they're going to have to try and make up ground in terms of the backlog of appointments that have obviously, you know, very clearly that the appointments that have been missed, and that they'll try to get to those as soon as they can, and the appointments for this year through the breast check screening programme. But in the interim, you know, as she said, just like you, if there's anybody out there that has anything suspicious or something that they want to get checked.
Oh, my God.
Go to their doctor.
Just push through. Just go. And, you know, I just thought, even the day I went down to get mine checked in the hospital, I had to get my two small kids minded. You know, COVID, it wasn't easy to get them minded. And I just thought, I'm going in here now, wasting time, going in here to get this checked, and they're just going to tell me it's just. And I went in for the, went in to have the biopsy done, and straight away I was told, this looks like it's suspicious. And complete shock. I was not expecting it. They're my own. Do you know what I mean? It was really tough. But thank God it was just checked. So I would just encourage anybody not to be afraid. Just go and make the appointment. You're not wasting anyone's time. Do you know, you're just wasting your own time, basically.
Yeah. You've had it's been a hectic, I've no doubt, Marie, couple of months for you. How are you feeling now, even just
great at the moment. Thank God. Like, good. I am, you know, it's all been positive. I was completely terrified in case I was going to have that chemo, obviously with two small kids, getting the mind of the COVID, but absolutely blessed. But even, you know, if people have to go through with it, you know, you will get through it. You know, the way that's what I was looking. I didn't want to go through anything because I was thinking I'm going to be tired, get my kids minded, and thank God I've got so much family support. But just, you know, like, you'll save so many lives of people just got these things checked. You know, and just not to be afraid, anything at all, just get it checked, and, you know, you just, it'll save your life, like it did mine.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, Marie, thanks a million for getting in touch with us here on Lunchtime Live today, and look, we wish you the very best of luck as well. If you missed that interview with Anne Doherty, you can listen back on our website at newstalk.com, or also on the podcast on the Newstalk app. But I suppose really the big news from Anne O'Doherty today is that the invitations for the resumption of the breast check screening programme, if you're due to receive one, they're going out this week, the invites for the screens, and the first screenings, as Anne said, will take place on the week commencing the 8th of March, and we'll have more details too on that coming up in our news bulletin in around a half an hour's time. 1890 453 106 if you want to join the conversation here on Lunchtime Live this afternoon. Now, a little bit earlier in the programme, we were speaking to the clinical director of the breast check screening service, Anne O'Doherty, and there's lots of you still getting in touch with us here on the show today. Deirdre got in touch with us in the News Talk text line to say, I'm so grateful to Professor O'Doherty for spotting what was the smallest dot in my mammogram, which turned out to be cancerous, unfortunately. Not only that, but how kindly she dealt with my obvious distress at the time. I got great treatment from all of the team at the St. Vincent's Hospital and couldn't be more grateful to them. I'm still here, thank God. Please don't be afraid to go and get checked. You will meet some of the most amazing people who will take great care of you. Claire is also on the line. Claire, why did you get in contact in relation to this?
I suppose I was listening to Anne O'Doherty there, and while I understand the work that that she does is fantastic, and to the nurses and everybody, I kind of found some of the things she said a little bit condescending. That you will be seen if it's urgent enough, and those kind of sentences don't really wash well with me, because you should be presenting to your GP with any change at all. I don't think that necessarily just magically happens when you turn 50, which is when I think is when you get called to breast check.
I think so, yeah. So
I needed to just reach out to say to all the women that I am in contact with that are much younger, that present to their GPs with changes of any kind in their breasts, to continue to do so, because regardless of this pandemic, it will not wait. Breast cancer doesn't wait until it's over. It doesn't just go away. It will spread. So we need to be presenting to our GPs with any changes without fear that we're, in a time where GPs are pushed to the limit, that we're bothering them. We're never bothering them. The GPs in this country are amazing. They want to refer us if there is a concern there. I myself was diagnosed last September.
Okay.
And it's been a whirlwind, but I was 38 when I was diagnosed. Had I listened to some of what I found Anne O'Doherty just said there a while ago, I don't know. I think I might have. I just found some of what she said to almost be, they're up to their eyeballs.
To be fair, I thought Claire to Anne O'Doherty, she did. Look, I mean, obviously the service has, a lot of ground to make up, in the sense that there's 100,000 screening appointments, that will have to be rescheduled. But, she did, to be fair, very clearly say for anyone of any age who, was worried about something, or maybe finds something, or wants to get something looked at, or thinks something suspicious, absolutely.
I think her wording was, if it's urgent enough, you will be seen. But what does that mean? When are you urgent enough? You're urgent enough with any change. That's when you're... There are women there in their 20s, 30s, 40s, that a lot of it is not down to the services that are there for us. It's down to the government to look at the changes in age that women are presenting to their doctors with breast cancer, because it is simply too late. There are people losing out on time with their children, their teenagers, their lives, because they weren't called quick enough and they left things go and they waited.
It was supposed to the breast check screening program, though, was really for people in the age group. I think it's 50 plus.
Yes, but in a lot of other countries, it's 40 that you get routinely called. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, unless they're called, they're not checking.
I don't know. I always thought that actually screening mammograms weren't recommended, mammograms being conducted by way of screening for people under a certain age. I actually thought that was down to be more of a clinical decision, but it's rather than, it being a governmental one. But can I just ask you, Claire, how are you doing now yourself?
I'm nearly there. I had to have a mastectomy and have chemo, and I'm almost out the other side of all of that. But, I think, of course, it was a whirlwind, and I had a wonderful family and a support group. But I'm just, I suppose, more than me today on the radio, I'm just so conscious of the fact that so many breast cancers are not your usual lump. So I understand that a routine mammogram isn't recommended for everybody just because you just want to get it done.
Mm.
But if a lot of breast cancers are not detected only by the likes of a triple assessment where you go in for your mammogram and your ultrasound, and you're not being called until you're 50, well, how many people are being missed? How many women are going in and finding aggressive stage four cancer because they're not going about having these changes checked, if indeed they're changes that they would even recognise? Because for some, there is no lump. We all talk about the lump. Did you find a lump? It's probably the first thing women say to each other is, oh, did you find a lump?
Yeah.
There doesn't have to be. It can be anything from dimpling of the skin to a difference in size, all of those things. Mm. But
I know, and to be fair, Anne O'Doherty did, she did read out, you know, there, she went through the list of various different scenarios that people can find.
They're amazing, the work that they do, and I do, like, from the, I've had the most kindest nurses, doctors from my surgery, everything, but I just think that this case of women possibly being afraid that they're bothering somebody, or that it's a very busy time for, and it is a very busy time for our health services, there's no question about that, but there should be no delay in anyone going about getting anything that bothers them checked.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh no, most definitely. I think if anybody has any concerns whatsoever, as Anne O'Doherty said here earlier in the programme, absolutely, you need to go and see and meet with and talk and have a chat with your local GP. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment, Claire. Thanks for getting in touch with us here on the show today.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk
with Avant Card. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.